Number five, use this feel, felt, found method. What this does is it expresses empathy, it acknowledges validity, and it answers the objection. I don't think we can afford something that expensive. Mr. Prospect, I understand exactly how you feel. Many of our happiest clients, or many of our clients, or many other people felt the same way. But this is what they found, that once they had it installed and started using it, the savings were far greater than they had expected and the cost was far less. Well, I don't think it'll get the mileage that you say it will. Well, Mr. Prospect, I understand how you feel. There's a lot of funny claims around about mileage. And others felt the same way because it sounds pretty exorbitant. But this is what they found, that the mileage that they got was actually in excess of the mileage that we advertise, or whatever it happens to be. Well, I don't believe you'll service it as fast as you say you will. Everybody offers great service, then there's no follow-up. Mr. Prospect, I understand how you feel. And others felt the same way because it's a major concern. In other words, acknowledging validity. But this is what they found. They found that if they called us anytime up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it got repaired within 2 hours. And if it wasn't repaired within 2 hours, we had somebody there the next day, and so on. And here's people that you can call and ask if you really want to know how we do it. But it's an easy way to answer almost any objection. Provide evidence or proof. Use letters if you like. Use any kind of letters that you can to prove that what you say is true. Be agreeable. Never argue with a person. Never tell them that they're wrong. Confirm the answer's acceptance. Does that answer your question? Is that satisfactory, or does that make sense to you so far? Asking a person, does that make sense to you so far, or did I explain myself clearly, is a very, very good way of answering an objection. Remember, you're there to make a friend and to convince them that you're acting in his best interest. So be calm, be modest, be polite, and know your product inside and out. We say this over and over again. Here's some of the objections that we have. 9 common objections and how to deal with them. Number one, unspoken objections. Let the customer talk more. When the customer isn't speaking, just sitting there listening to you, or not paying attention, let them talk more. Remember, a person has to pay complete attention to you when they're talking to you or answering questions. Encourage expression. Focus on the customer's situation. Excuses. Sometimes people have excuses. Well, we're really busy right now, or I don't think we have enough time, or we're buying from somewhere else. These are just excuses. You say, well, that's a good point. Now, can I come back to that later? Or why should we change to you? That's just an excuse investment. Well, that's a very good point, and I think I can give you some reasons about that later. And just go on. Malicious objections. I hear your company's going bust anyway. Why should I buy from you? You say, well, Mr. Prospect, that's, I don't know where you heard that, but it's obviously not true. And just go on, or even just ignore it. Requests for information. Well, how does that work? Whenever a person requests information, welcome the objection, compliment them on them, thank them for it, and answer it completely. When people take show-off objections, they try to show you how much they know about your product or service. Oh, yes, well, what about the carbidingulator on the metrificator of the bifocal valve? And you say, geez, you know a lot about this. Always be impressed by how knowledgeable people are on your subject. Don't try to say, well, yes, but I know more than that. Take the low road. Be conciliatory. Be polite. If people can be made to feel important in a sales situation, they're much more likely to buy from us. Subjective objections. Sometimes people say, well, you look like you're doing pretty well. In other words, a subjective objection is aimed at you. Well, you got a pretty sweet job, or you probably work pretty good hours. Whenever a person becomes subjective, it means that you're talking too much about yourself, you're talking too much about your company, you're talking too much about your life, and not enough about the customer. Objective objections. I don't think it'll do the job that we require. Good question, and prove and show through testimonials and other proof that it will. General sales resistance, it always occurs at the beginning of a presentation. Very important, and that's why we use the approach close. Mr. Prospect, I appreciate you giving me your time. I'm not going to try to sell you anything right now. I'd just like to show you some reasons why so many other people have bought this product and let you judge for yourself. Okay? Okay, and then begin your presentation. And finally, the last-ditch objection. Sometimes people will say, well, how do I know I'm getting my money's worth? Or are you sure this is the best deal I can get? You say, Mr. Prospect, it's absolutely the best. Now, would you like to take delivery this week or next? Would you like the blue model or the green model? Would you like it delivered here? Would you like it delivered to your home? And you just go on to wrap up the sale. Remember, there's always a last-ditch objection. There's always an objection that people throw up. It's almost called a smokescreen objection. It's sort of the last gasp objection. And don't take it too seriously. Sometimes you just smile and look them right in the eye and say, what mailing address should we put on this order? And start filling out the order. And they'll just tell you.